flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
I think overall with Bobby, I saw some growth, saw some improvement throughout the year.
That was D'Amico Ryans when asked about Bobby Slowik on Monday. Short answer, and if there was foreshadowing from that, it played out on Friday. Bobby Slowik, no longer the offensive coordinator for the Houston Texans. Chris Strauser, no longer the offensive line coach for the Houston Texans. The rest of the staff remains in place, and it'll be up to the next OC, presumably, to evaluate and decide who stays on board. Text message, how about Clint Kubiak, OC, and then the texter lists several other moves they'd like to make. Clint Kubiak is the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks as of last night.
Yes, unlikely to be yanked away from a job that he just accepted. It would be a lateral move and thereby right. Illegal. But other than that,
now, granted, yes. He would be moving back to the great state of Texas. But I'm guessing Seattle would have something to say about that.
Yeah. It's just not allowed. Yeah. Although I think it should be. I like Mike Meltzer's theory that there should be tampering all the time. And the lateral coaching moves should be encouraged. You could go out and compete with your competitors by stealing their poaching their coaches
Mike
out from underneath
is
them.
A lawyer now. That can be his cause célèbre that he goes out and tries to enact.
Gets that done.
It's tampering legalized, yeah. And yeah, for sure.
I think that I'm inclined right now, and maybe I'm just a little too skewed by. Or maybe I'm too influenced by the fact that, man, when Gary Kubiak was an offensive-minded head coach who had struggled to have good defenses his first few years here, he went out, got former head coach, guy who'd been around forever and was a known really, really good defensive coordinator, and Wade Phillips brought him in, and then bada bing, bada boom, they're an actual NFL football team for the first time in their existence.
Yeah.
And that's why Chip Kelly is so appealing to me. Aside from Chip Kelly's actual proven ability as an offensive coordinator, that he can be a resource and an advisor to D'Amico, but also can kind of basically be the head coach of the offense.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, D'Amico continues to learn how to grow into this role as head coach. So Chip Kelly's my numero uno biggest guy that I definitely 100% want.
I'm with you on that. I think he's the one that would excite the fan base the most. They've got history with each other. D'Amico Ryans played for 3 seasons in Philadelphia for Chip Kelly. In fact, here's audio from D'Amico back during his time as a player. On the NFL Network, he was doing an interview with Steve Wyche and former Texan Jeff Garcia. He was a Texan for a cup of coffee.
That's
back
right.
In 2011. Teammate of D'Amico Ryans in 2011, Jeff Garcia. Here they are interviewing D'Amico back in the day about his head coach, Chip Kelly.
You see that clip right there. Chip keeps it fun. He keeps it open. He keeps it energetic. He's just a fun coach to play for. You know, he reminds you he's a player. The type of energy and the things he brings to the table. And you just love to go out and play for a guy who's chest bumping guys on game day, fist pump, just having a great time on game day. So it's always fun to play for Coach Kelly.
Real quick, saw him doing some pregame stares up there at Lambeau Field. Okay, does he do that at every stadium? I know some coaches do it, but, you know, some people may be like, why would you do it at Lambeau of all places?
And I think he does it every game. You know, that's the coach's way of staying in shape, running the stadiums. I'm just happy I don't have to get out there and run them.
I think more coaches need to be running stadiums.
Yeah. Jeff Garcia, shots fired.
Chip Kelly running stadium stairs before games. You hear about Vrabel doing it, and you're like, yeah, that makes sense. He's kind of psychotic, and he's a former NFL linebacker and everything.
Did you see Saleh?
Saleh's workout. Now he's in better shape than Vrabel is. He's kind of like D'Amico. If you heard D'Amico's running stairs as a coach, you wouldn't surprise.
No.
Chip Kelly was a bit of a surprise when I learned that he ran stadium stairs.
They showed him doing it in that.
I'd heard the story before. He doesn't quite have the physique of a guy that you would expect to be running stadiums.
No, I will say this, though. Just judging, I've only watched two coaches run stairs on video footage before games. Robert Saleh and Chip Kelly now.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look the same.
No.
You know, Chip kind of was stopping at that first concourse level and walking a little bit. You know,
this is okay. Now, the one thing about that clip that got my attention was I can't remember if D'Amico said that he has juice or not. But, you know, we start off every show with, give me some juice, baby.
Yeah.
That's D'Amico Ryans. Man, I'll tell you what, with the several decades that I've lived as I'm about to turn 34, if there's one thing I look for anymore when I meet people, it's just simply that. It's like, okay, does this person have any juice?
Yeah, man.
Is there a glint in their eye? Is it, I don't care what anybody's resume is or anything else. Like, do you have juice?
Yeah.
Is there something here that's a little special, a little different? The way the defense operates, you watch that and you're like, these guys got some juice to them.
Yes.
The offense, they look like they've been done squozed out.
Juiceless.
They just say they are a shriveled grapefruit that's been driven over by a Mack truck.
Yeah.
The juice is gone.
They're a bowl full of prunes.
Yeah.
Dried fruit is what they are.
Yeah. It's not worth the squeeze.
Uh-uh.
Give me somebody, a big, plump, sweaty Chip Kelly who's full of juice. Yes. Give me that.
And the advice to you kids out there that to dovetail off of what Seth is saying, you know, the less your face is buried in your phone at critical junctures around people and things like that, the more juice you'll have, I think. Using your phone in private moments is fine. You know, I'm on my phone plenty when I'm working and doing things like that. When you got a chance to talk to people and network with them a little bit, you know, put the phone away. I feel like the offense on the Texans is probably buried in their phones a lot more than the defense is.
Yeah.
Right?
They're checking their phone as you're talking to them.
Yes, yeah.
You know what it boils down? You know what it does boil down to at the end of the day? And this is something you hear about. This is something you hear from great athletes and coaches a lot. But in other realms of life, is just curiosity. If you're curious about things, you'll tend to come off as a person that's got some juice to them.
Yeah.
Because you come off like a person who feels like, oh, there's things out there that I got to know about. Mm-hmm. There's things we can do, man. And I feel like Chip Kelly is that way.
Yes.
So there's a personality fit, and I think for the culture they want, and, you know, a culture where, frankly, the guys on offense look and play the way the guys on defense do. That part of it is big. So now one of my other guys that I think I'm more in favor of than I can sense other people are, but because of his experience, I do like the idea of Mike McCarthy. And
sell us on that. Give us the
elevator
speech.
I'm sitting here and trying to figure out whether I want to squeeze Mike McCarthy or not. The biggest thing about Mike McCarthy was that when he took over play calling a couple years ago, Dak Prescott improved immediately as a quarterback and was more of a disciplined, knew when to throw, when to run, how to work through his progressions, all of that. The thing that I just don't know about with him is if he is evolving with the game the way some of the other older guys have an ability to do. But, and I don't even like to think about, like, Green Bay, it sounded like it was so dysfunctional by the end that he and Aaron Rodgers were barely having meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
And that I do think Aaron Rodgers, in some ways, Aaron Rodgers hasn't evolved with the game either in terms of the type of offense he would like to run. So that's the part that I get. If I'm going to go up with a juice barometer, I might have to exclude McCarthy because I just don't feel the same juice out of him that I feel out of other people.
Not out of Chip Kelly, for sure.
I might be a one-item voter on this or a one-issue voter on this. Well, I'm going to have to go through and really look at the juice factor with a lot of these guys.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
McCarthy, I like that. We should do that later this week. McCarthy is still getting interest with the New Orleans Saints for their head coaching.
Yeah, I think.
I think he's going to – you talked about that earlier, and I don't think Mike McCarthy's ever going to be what Vrabel was this job cycle or what Belichick might have been had he not gone to North Carolina, like where it's like, okay, this – or like Ben Johnson. Like we,
yeah.
You knew Vrabel and Ben Johnson were going to get jobs. It was a matter of where. I don't know that Mike McCarthy's ever going to be at that level, but especially if he were to come here and turn this offense around and get C.J. Stroud to be playing at a Super Bowl level – he'll get interviews. He's getting interviews right now. You know, he mm-hmm. interviewed with the Bears. He's interviewing with the Saints. So if that's part of your criteria, to me, Seth, that can't be high on the criteria list. Like the possibility of whoever you hire leaving to go get another job. Like if they're not, that's an added benefit. First and foremost, I want somebody who's good.
Right. You know? Right. Yeah. That's where I think sometimes it's, when you try to play the parlay game too much, that's when you get in trouble. Like, well, I'm going to make this move, I'm going to make that move. So, No, I can't possibly do this thing that's really good in the here and now, because what will I do after I'm really successful? Like, all right, we'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah. If it's the best option to make C.J. Stroud better this year right now, then worry about how you retain it a year later or whatever versus taking a flyer on somebody that you might not feel incredible about. And that's the part of it that is just the huge crapshoot is that, hey, there's some guy out there right now. There's some guy out there who's an assistant coach somewhere in the NFL who's the NFL's next brilliant mind.
Yep.
The problem is that he's one among 40 or 50 guys that you're going to interview, and like, what are the chances you're going to get that guy? If you got a guy like Chip Kelly, who's here and now and present, the chances of him being a good offensive coordinator for the Texans next year with C.J. Stroud is vastly better than your 1 out of 40 shot with all the other guys that you're interviewing that don't have experience.
Picking the right one out of all of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, you're right.
I'm not going to turn down a rock solid investment that's definitely going to pay me 12% per year right now.
Right.
So I can buy a penny stock somewhere else that could end up blowing up.
A slam dunk trip to Vegas could be yours. Tuning in to Sports Radio 610 for an hour a day. That's it. On the Odyssey app, live, rewind, or show podcast. So all you're doing is listening for an hour a day to our station or any participating station on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. And you could earn your you will earn your daily entry And then you and three friends could be wheels up to Vegas in March, each with an extra $5K in your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. Just log in, listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. It's going to be going on for a few weeks, so keep listening. Listen all day long, but if you get 60 minutes of time in, you're going to be entered into that huge national contest to win. Up next, a hot take from an NFL football player about a TV show that's near and dear to a lot of people's heart. Do we agree? Do we agree with this football player?
Yeah, this is going to be good. I couldn't believe this guy said this. I invited a whole bunch of hatred onto him.